Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
I've always been an avid hiker, drawn to the tranquility and beauty of the Appalachian Trail. Last autumn, I decided to tackle a stretch of the trail that wound through the dense forests of northern Georgia. I'd heard rumors about strange happenings in these parts, but I brushed them off as tall tales meant to scare newcomers. Little did I know, I was about to become the subject of one such story. I set out early in the morning, the crisp mountain air filling my lungs as I adjusted my backpack and began my hike. The trail was serene, the sounds of rustling leaves and distant bird calls creating a symphony of tranquility. I felt at peace as I trekked deeper into the forest, my mind drifting as I enjoyed the solitude. As the day wore on, the trail grew narrower and more overgrown. I welcomed the challenge, pushing myself to navigate the increasingly rugged terrain. The sky began to darken, and I realized I needed to find a spot to set up camp for the night. I found a small clearing and pitched my tent, the familiar routine providing a sense of comfort. After a quick meal, I settled into my sleeping bag, the sounds of the forest lulling me into a light sleep. Sometime in the middle of the night, I was jolted awake by a distant sound, a faint, eerie echo that seemed out of place. I strained my ears, trying to identify the source, but it was gone as quickly as it had come. Dismissing it as a figment of my imagination, I forced myself to relax and drifted back to sleep. However, the sound returned, louder and closer this time. It was a haunting wail, like the anguished cry of a person in distress. My heart pounded in my chest as I unzipped my tent and stepped outside, the cold air biting at my skin. I called out into the darkness, my voice trembling, "Hello? Is someone there?" Silence answered me, the forest eerily still. I scanned the area with my flashlight, the beam cutting through the shadows but revealing nothing out of the ordinary. Unease settled over me, and I quickly retreated to the relative safety of my tent. Sleep eluded me for the rest of the night. Every rustle of leaves and snap of a twig sent my heart racing, my imagination conjuring all manner of horrors lurking just beyond the thin fabric walls of my tent. By morning, I was exhausted and eager to move on, hoping to put distance between myself and whatever had disturbed my sleep. The day passed uneventfully, the sun's warmth a stark contrast to the chilling experience of the previous night. I made good progress, covering several miles before deciding to set up camp again. This time, I chose a spot closer to the trail, hoping the proximity would offer some sense of security. As darkness fell, I couldn't shake the feeling of being watched. I kept my flashlight and a makeshift weapon, a sturdy branch, close at hand, my nerves on edge. The night was quiet, the only sounds those of the nocturnal creatures going about their business. Just as I began to relax, the wailing returned, louder and more insistent than before. It seemed to come from all directions, surrounding me in a cocoon of despair. I felt a shiver run down my spine as I realized it was getting closer, the cries transforming into whispers that echoed my name. Panic set in as I scrambled out of my tent, gripping the branch tightly. "Who's there?" I shouted, my voice echoing back at me. The whispers grew louder, a cacophony of voices overlapping and creating a symphony of terror. I stumbled backward, tripping over a root and falling to the ground. Desperation drove me to my feet, and I ran, my flashlight bouncing wildly as I navigated the darkened trail. The voices pursued me, relentless and unyielding. I didn't know where I was going, only that I needed to get away from the source of the horror. Hours seemed to pass as I ran, my legs burning and my lungs aching. Finally, I collapsed, unable to go any further. The voices had faded, but the fear lingered, a suffocating presence that threatened to overwhelm me. I huddled against a tree, my eyes scanning the darkness for any sign of movement. Just as I began to think I had escaped, a figure emerged from the shadows, a tall, gaunt man with hollow eyes that seemed to pierce my soul. He moved with an unnatural grace, gliding towards me as if carried by the wind. I was paralyzed with fear, unable to move or cry out. He stopped just a few feet away, his gaze locked onto mine. "You should not have come here," he whispered, his voice a blend of sorrow and menace. I tried to speak, but no sound came out. "Leave now," he commanded. With that, he vanished, leaving me alone in the suffocating darkness. I scrambled to my feet, my body trembling with fear. I didn't need to be told twice. I ran, not stopping until I reached the safety of civilization. "I warn anyone who will listen, there are places in this world that are not meant to be disturbed."
If you're enjoying it so far, make sure you hit that subscribe button.
The Appalachian Trail has always been a haven for those seeking adventure and solace in nature's vast beauty. However, not every journey through its winding paths and dense forests ends peacefully. My encounter still sends shivers down my spine, a memory etched with fear and the unknown. I had been planning my solo hiking trip for months, meticulously preparing and packing everything I thought I would need. The trail section I chose was renowned for its scenic beauty, passing through lush
forests. Hey baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Forests and breathtaking mountain vistas. I started early in the morning, eager and excited, with the sun casting a golden hue over the landscape. The first few hours were blissful. The weather was perfect, with a gentle breeze rustling the leaves and birds singing cheerfully. I stopped for lunch by a clear stream, dipping my toes in the cool water and feeling utterly at peace. Little did I know that this tranquility was fleeting. As the afternoon wore on, clouds began to gather ominously, darkening the sky. I decided to press on, hoping to reach a campsite marked on my map before the weather turned. The trail twisted and turned, growing narrower and less distinct. I noticed that the trees seemed denser here, their branches interlocking like skeletal fingers above me. The first sign of trouble came when I reached a fork in the trail that wasn't marked on my map. I stood there for a moment, uncertain which path to take. Consulting my map again, I decided to follow the left path, which seemed to head in the right direction. But as I walked, doubt began to creep in. The trail became increasingly overgrown, the path barely visible under a thick layer of fallen leaves and twigs. After what felt like hours, I realized I had made a mistake. Panic set in as I checked my GPS, only to find that I had no signal. I was lost. The shadows lengthened, and the forest grew darker. Every rustle of leaves and snap of twigs set my nerves on edge. I decided to backtrack, hoping to find the fork and correct my course. Night fell swiftly in the forest, bringing with it an eerie stillness. My flashlight's beam seemed pitifully weak against the encroaching darkness. As I stumbled through the undergrowth, I felt an unsettling sensation of being watched. Pausing to catch my breath, I scanned the trees, my heart pounding. That's when I saw it, a faint, flickering light in the distance. Desperation overrode caution, and I made my way towards the light, hoping it belonged to another hiker or a campsite. As I approached, I realized it was a small, old cabin, its windows glowing with an inviting warmth. Relief washed over me, and I knocked on the door. The door creaked open, revealing an elderly woman with kind eyes. She welcomed me in, offering a place to rest and a meal. I was grateful beyond words, quickly accepting her hospitality. The cabin was rustic but cozy, with a fire crackling in the hearth and the smell of soup wafting from the kitchen. As I sat down to eat, I couldn't shake the feeling that something was off. The woman's eyes seemed to gleam strangely in the firelight, and the cabin felt almost too perfect, like a scene from a dream. Trying to brush off my unease, I asked her about the trail and how I might find my way back. She smiled enigmatically and said, "The trail can be tricky, especially at night. You should rest here and leave in the morning." I nodded, exhaustion winning over suspicion. She showed me to a small room with a simple bed and a window that looked out into the dark forest. I lay down, but sleep wouldn't come. The silence outside was oppressive, and my mind raced with thoughts of my predicament. Around midnight, I heard a soft tapping on the window. Sitting up, I saw a figure standing just outside, partially obscured by the darkness. My heart skipped a beat as I realized it was the same figure I had glimpsed earlier. The figure beckoned me, and against my better judgment, I got up to investigate. Quietly, I slipped out of the cabin, the cold night air biting at my skin. The figure moved slowly, leading me away from the cabin and deeper into the forest. As I followed, I noticed strange markings on the trees, symbols I didn't recognize. The figure's movements were almost ethereal, gliding over the ground without a sound. Suddenly, the figure stopped and turned to face me. The hood slipped back, revealing a face that was eerily familiar yet entirely unknown. The eyes were hollow, dark voids that seemed to draw me in. A voice, barely more than a whisper, echoed in my mind, "You shouldn't be here." Terror gripped me, and I stumbled backward, desperate to escape. The forest seemed to close in around me, branches snagging at my clothes and scratching my skin. I ran blindly, the figure's presence a constant, suffocating weight behind me. Eventually, I broke through the trees and found myself back on the trail. The sky was beginning to lighten with the first hints of dawn. Exhausted and disoriented, I collapsed by the side of the path, gasping for breath. When I finally looked up, the figure was gone. I made my way back to the main trail, driven by a primal need to get as far away from that place as possible. Hours later, I stumbled upon a group of hikers who helped me back to civilization. I never spoke of the cabin or the figure to anyone, fearing they would think me mad. I never returned to the Appalachian Trail, and I advise anyone who asks to be cautious and stay on the marked paths. Some places are best left undisturbed, and some figures are best left unseen.
If you're enjoying it so far, make sure you hit that subscribe button.
When my friends and I decided to hike the Appalachian Trail, we expected a week of beautiful scenery, peaceful nights under the stars, and a chance to disconnect from our hectic lives. What we didn't expect was the terror that would haunt us for the rest of our lives. We started our journey early on a crisp autumn morning. The trailhead was bustling with fellow hikers, all eager to conquer this section of the famous trail. Our group consisted of myself, Dave, Julie, and Mark. We were seasoned hikers, but the Appalachian Trail was a new challenge for us. We had mapped out our route meticulously, ensuring we would pass through scenic vistas and historical landmarks. Our excitement was palpable as we set off, our backpacks laden with supplies. The trail was awesome, majestic views, dense forests, and the serene sounds of nature. The nights were cool but comfortable, and we spent our evenings around the campfire, sharing stories and enjoying the tranquility. On the fourth night, we camped near a small clearing. The sky was clear, and the stars seemed closer than ever. As we sat around the fire, Julie pointed out a bright light in the sky. It was unusual, not like a star or a plane. It seemed to hover, pulsating gently. We watched it for a while, curiosity piqued, but not yet alarmed. The next day, we continued our hike, the strange light from the previous night a distant memory. As the day progressed, an unsettling feeling began to creep over us. The forest, usually filled with the sounds of birds and rustling leaves, seemed eerily silent. Mark joked about the calm before the storm, but his laughter felt forced. That night, we set up camp earlier than usual, all of us feeling an inexplicable sense of urgency. Around midnight, I was jolted awake by a bright light piercing through the trees. I scrambled out of my tent, heart pounding, and saw the same pulsating light we had observed days before. This time, it was much closer. Dave and Julie were already outside, staring at the light in stunned silence. Mark emerged from his tent, rubbing his eyes and muttering about how bright it was. As we stood there, the light moved, slowly descending towards us. Panic set in, and we grabbed our flashlights, shining them towards the source. The light flickered and disappeared, leaving us in darkness. We tried to rationalize what we had seen. Perhaps it was a drone or some kind of prank. But deep down, we knew something was off. The forest felt different, more menacing. We decided to pack up and move on, hoping to put some distance between us and whatever was out there. Hiking at night was dangerous, but staying put felt even riskier. As we walked, the light reappeared, this time much closer and more intense. Our fear turned to sheer terror as we realized it was following us. Julie started to cry, and even Dave, usually the calmest among us, looked shaken. We picked up our pace, hearts racing, adrenaline pumping. The light seemed to anticipate our every move, darting between the trees, always just out of reach. Earlier that day, we had laughed and joked, enjoying the simplicity of life on the trail. Now, we were reduced to frightened animals, fleeing from an unknown predator. The change in our demeanor was stark, and it added to the sense of unreality that enveloped us. Our idyllic hike had turned into a nightmare. We reached a small, abandoned cabin just off the trail. Desperate for shelter, we decided to take refuge inside. The cabin was dilapidated, with broken windows and a musty smell, but it felt like a sanctuary compared to the menacing forest outside. We huddled together, flashlights off, listening for any sign of the light. The hours dragged on, each one feeling like an eternity. The light seemed to have vanished, but we knew it was still out there, watching, waiting. The isolation was overwhelming. We were miles from civilization, with no cell signal and no way to call for help. The cabin's flimsy walls offered little comfort, and every creak and groan set our nerves on edge. Just when we thought it was over, the light returned, this time illuminating the entire cabin. We could see each other's terrified faces in the harsh glow. The light was blinding, paralyzing us with fear. Then, just as suddenly as it had appeared, it vanished. We were left in complete darkness, our eyes struggling to adjust. The silence was deafening. By morning, the light was gone, and the forest seemed to have returned to normal. We emerged from the cabin, exhausted and shaken. None of us spoke as we packed up and resumed our hike. The trail, once a place of beauty and peace, now felt sinister. We didn't encounter the light again, but the experience left a lasting mark on us. We still don't know what we encountered on the Appalachian Trail. Was it a UFO? A ghostly presence? Some kind of elaborate hoax? The lack of answers only adds to the fear. We returned home with a story we could never fully explain, a mystery that haunts us to this day.
If you're enjoying it so far, make sure you hit that subscribe button.
It was late spring when I decided to hike a section of the Appalachian Trail in Southern Virginia. I had been planning the trip for months, and the promise of solitude and natural beauty was all I could think about. As an avid hiker, the idea of spending a week alone in the wilderness was invigorating. Little did I know, this adventure would be unlike any other. The first few days were everything I had hoped for. The trail was peaceful, the weather was perfect, and the scenic views were breathtaking. I spent my days hiking and my nights camping under the stars. It was on the fourth night, however, that things started to change. I had set up camp in a small clearing surrounded by dense forest. As the sun set, I cooked a simple meal over my portable stove and settled into my tent to read. The forest around me was alive with the sounds of nature, and I felt a deep sense of peace. But as the night grew darker, I began to feel uneasy. It started with a faint rustling outside my tent. At first, I dismissed it as a small animal, perhaps a raccoon. But the rustling grew louder and more persistent. I turned off my headlamp and listened intently. The sound seemed to be moving closer. My heart began to race. Gathering my courage, I unzipped the tent and peered into the darkness. The moonlight cast eerie shadows on the trees, and I could see nothing out of the ordinary. I convinced myself it was just my imagination and went back inside the tent. But the feeling of unease lingered. The next day, I continued my hike, but I couldn't shake the feeling that I was being watched. Every now and then, I would stop and look around, but I never saw anything unusual. The dense forest seemed to close in around me, and the once comforting sounds of nature now felt ominous. As evening approached, I found a new campsite and set up my tent. I decided to build a small fire, hoping it would provide some comfort. As I sat by the fire, eating my dinner, I heard the rustling again. This time, it was accompanied by faint whispers. My skin crawled. I grabbed my flashlight and shone it into the woods. The beam of light revealed nothing but trees and underbrush. I called out, "Is anyone there?" but received no response. The whispers stopped, and the forest fell silent. I tried to convince myself it was just the wind, but deep down, I knew something was wrong. That night, I barely slept. Every sound seemed amplified, and I kept imagining figures lurking just outside my tent. I woke up several times, drenched in sweat, convinced that I had heard footsteps. Each time, I would shine my flashlight around, only to find nothing. By the fifth day, I was exhausted and on edge. The sense of being watched had become unbearable. I decided to cut my trip short and head back to civilization. As I packed up my camp, I couldn't shake the feeling that I was being followed. The hike back was grueling. I kept glancing over my shoulder, expecting to see someone or something. The whispers and rustling seemed to follow me, growing louder as the day went on. I quickened my pace, desperate to get out of the forest. As dusk approached, I stumbled upon an old, abandoned cabin. It looked like it had been there for decades, and I decided to take shelter for the night. The cabin was dilapidated, with broken windows and a sagging roof, but it felt safer than the open forest. I barricaded the door with an old wooden beam and settled into a corner with my flashlight and a makeshift weapon, a heavy branch I had picked up earlier. The night was eerily silent, and I hoped that whatever had been following me would lose interest. Around midnight, I heard the whispers again. They seemed to be coming from inside the cabin. My heart pounded as I scanned the room with my flashlight. The beam caught a glimpse of something moving in the shadows, a figure, barely visible, standing near the doorway. "Who's there?" I shouted, my voice trembling. The figure didn't respond. It just stood there, watching me. I tightened my grip on the branch, ready to defend myself. Suddenly, the whispers grew louder, filling the cabin with an otherworldly sound. The figure moved closer, and I could see its eyes, cold, dark, and soulless. Panic set in, and I swung the branch wildly, trying to fend off the intruder. But the figure was unfazed. It moved with an unnatural grace, avoiding my strikes with ease. I could feel its presence all around me, suffocating me with fear. The whispers seemed to be coming from all directions, and I felt a cold hand brush against my arm. In a frenzy, I bolted for the door, throwing the beam aside and bursting into the night. I ran blindly through the forest, branches tearing at my clothes and skin. The whispers followed me, growing fainter as I put distance between myself and the cabin. I didn't stop running until I reached the trailhead, where my car was parked. I threw my gear into the back seat and sped away, not daring to look back. It wasn't until I reached the safety of a nearby town that I finally allowed myself to breathe. To this day, I don't know what I encountered in those woods. The memory of the whispers and the lurking figures still haunts me, and I haven't returned to the Appalachian Trail since. The experience left me with a profound sense of fear and a newfound respect for the mysteries of the wilderness. If you enjoyed this video, make sure to subscribe to our channel and hit the like button for more terrifying tales. Don't miss our video, Disturbing True Farm Horror Stories, where we delve into eerie and unsettling experiences on isolated farms. These stories will make you rethink the tranquility of rural life. See you in the next video.
Hey baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.